But the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service reminds farmers and ranchers now is the time to return forms they may still have for the 2017 Census of Agriculture. NAS Southern Region Director Jim Ewing urges producers to return the completed forms as soon as possible in order to avoid follow-up phone calls or in-person visits, which, by the way, they've already started.
We're in that stage of the game right now. We're doing some phone follow-up, and that costs extra dollars, extra resources that we'd rather spend on other things, that's for sure. But the census is very important, so we need to get as good of a response as we can. So we are doing some phone data collection and some personal enumeration for some folks that we just really have to have in the count.
And Ewing says if you received a census form but no longer farm, it is still important to send it back.
That is for sure, Randall. We want to go ahead and have them fill that out and just put down what's going on. I'm not farming. I sold the ground. These types of things. That certainly counts as a response, and that's what we need to know, because we're sending this form out to some folks that we may not contact on our regular program. So some of these folks haven't heard of us or not familiar with the work we do or the importance of it. So we want to hear from everyone who's gotten one. Whether you're farming or not, just go ahead and make the notes that are applicable and return that to us.
And Ewing encourages Southeast producers to do their part and be counted. For more information, simply go to agcensus.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNow.